Jesus said, "If you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Aloha and welcome to Free Inside with Reverend Bulla and Lynn Eastman, an outreach for the broken, lost, and incarcerated. Let's join Reverend Bulla and Sister Lynn for tonight's message of truth.
Aloha and good evening, brothers and sisters. This is 99.5 FM, The Word, and you're listening to Free Inside, a radio program for the broken, the lost, and the incarcerated. My co-host with me tonight is my forever bride and my wingless angel, Sister Lynn.
We made it! We made it!
Freedom Friday!
It's Freedom Friday!
Well, you know, if it's Freedom Friday tonight, it's Pastor James Eric Williams from Life More Abundantly Island Church.
Hallelujah!
Oh, Pastor, they better get ready. I can feel it already.
Freedom Friday, let's go.
Freedom Friday. Hey, Free Inside Air is Monday through Friday, 9:30 p.m. in Hawaii on 99.5 FM, and also in Arizona on Grace 91.1 FM. Streaming is also available online at www.995theword.com and also www.grace911.com.
Amen. We thank you for tuning in tonight, brothers and sisters, and joining us as we talk story about Jesus and share an encouraging word to lift you up. Reverend Bulla and Pastor James Eric Williams for Life from Life More Abundantly Island Church in Waiwa on Olive Street is available and willing to serve the kingdom. So if you need an MC, a wedding officiant, inspirational speaker, or you just need a word of encouragement, please call these men of God at 808-222-2822. Our email address is freeinsideministry@gmail.com. And we'd love to hear from our brothers and sisters on the inside. And our address is P.O. Box 89253, Honolulu, Hawaii 96830.
We send our love and aloha to all our men and women incarcerated and to our dedicated ACOs. Lord, bless our Hawaii facilities, FDC, Halawa, Lamaka, OCCC, Wa'ava, CCC, and to the 1,500 Hawaii men incarcerated in Sorawo Prison and the many other prisons in Arizona. We pray for you and your family and ask for mercy, grace, and restoration upon your life.
Amen.
We also want to send a great big mahalo to our generous sponsor for the Grace 91.1 program in Arizona. That would be the Congregation of the Fishers of Men Ministry under the leadership of Pastor James Bird and First Lady Lucy Mahalona.
God bless you, Fishers of Men.
And to our primary The Word sponsor right here back home in Honolulu, a great big mahalo to the Tobert Foundation.
God bless you, Chris, bless you, my friend, and for your heart of compassion for the broken, lost, and incarcerated.
Well, Freedom Friday, I love Freedom Fridays because that's right.
Oh, yes, he is.
That's it right there. Hallelujah.
Oh, yeah, he can move mountains.
Pastor Williams, always a pleasure to have you in the studio with us on the Freedom Friday. And we thank you once again for coming all the way from Eva Beach to be with here this evening.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. I'm honored, Pastor Bulla, again to be in the house with you.
Well, before we get to your powerful message, we've got Mandisi. She wants to talk about somebody called my deliverer. That's right.
Yes.
Oh, he is your deliverer, my deliverer. He is our deliverer.
You rescue me from all the hell.
mine.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Our deliverer.
Praise the Lord.
He lives. Our deliverer is alive. And hallelujah. That is a message all within itself. Pastor Williams, once again, that's, I don't know, before you might have seen the commercial on TV where they say, that's our bank. Well, Pastor James Eric Williams is from Life More Abundantly Island Church. And hey, that's our church.
That's our church.
Yes, it is. Praise the Lord. My
Praise
goodness.
Jesus.
I want to welcome you all, your listeners, all those that are maybe hurting,
Hallelujah.
Going through, or dealing with people problems, pressure, and pain.
Yes.
I want to talk tonight on this Freedom Friday about Jesus is the way.
Amen. Hallelujah.
And I want to highlight something concerning don't cut out the middleman. And let me explain that. Jesus is the middleman. In John 4:14, chapter 6, Pastor Bula, it says, Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. And he said, no man cometh unto the Father but by him.
Amen.
He is the middleman between us and the Father.
Amen.
And our whole soul purpose is to get to the Father. Now, the way represents direction.
Mm-hmm.
The truth represents doctrine.
Amen.
And the life represents dominion.
Amen.
God wants to give you direction. He wants you to follow his doctrine, and he wants you to have dominion.
Indeed.
According to Proverbs chapter 3, he says, in all your ways acknowledge me, and I will direct your path.
Mm-hmm.
Someone listening today, you need direction.
Amen.
Jesus is that way. He is your direction. Proverbs 14:12 says, there's a way that seemeth right to a man. The enemy will not tell you how the end looks. He'll show you something that looks good to get you on that path.
Mm.
But the scripture closes by saying the end of that way is destruction or death. So Jesus is our way. He wants to guide us in these last days.
Hallelujah.
He is the good shepherd. He is the chief shepherd, Pastor Bula,
Amen.
And he is the great shepherd. And Hallelujah. Then the truth, according to John's Gospel chapter 8, he says that if we continue in his word, then are we his disciples indeed. And we shall know the truth, and that
truth,
which is that doctrine, shall make us free.
Oh,
it's Freedom Friday, and not only do God want to give us direction, He want to make us free. Free just doesn't mean we're in shackles or we're behind bars.
That's right.
Free means free in our mind, free in our thoughts, free in our being.
Yes.
For it's in Him that we live, move, and have our being. And Pastor Bula, where the Spirit of the Lord is, I've been told before, there's liberty, sir.
Amen.
You know, the wonderful thing about this, Pastor, is the fact that it comes out pretty clear to those of us that are sitting on the edge of our bunk tonight. Maybe we're just sitting in our cubicle looking up at that window. And Jesus is not a way. He's not an option. He's not a choice on a multiple choice
That's right.
test.
That's right.
He comes straight out and says, I am the way.
I am the
truth, and I am the life.
T-H-E.
No man cometh unto the Father but by me. He made it pretty simple because I'm a pretty simple guy, and I can understand that. But you see, Jesus is not there to confuse you or diffuse you or amuse you. He's there to instruct you. He's given you an opportunity to make a choice. And sometimes we've made a few bad choices. I don't know out there if anybody's made a bad choice, but God's giving you an opportunity to make the best choice of your life.
Yes. A man came some 2,000 years ago, and the world still can't understand it, Pastor Bula.
Amen.
That's why a lot of times people will say, you can pray, but you can't pray in Jesus' name.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus is one of the most talked about, if not the most talked about, figure that ever lived.
Hallelujah.
And it's amazing. He never was in the White House.
Mm-hmm.
He never had a position.
Amen.
That's right.
But yet he came and he said, I am the way. Mm-hmm. I'm here to tell you today, Jesus wants to give you direction. He wants you to follow his doctrine. Mm. And then the last part of what he said, the life.
Mm-hmm.
In John 10:10b, mm-hmm. he told us what the thief comes to do.
That's
Pastor
right.
Buller.
Amen.
He said, a thief cometh not but to kill, steal, and destroy. Listen, that means Satan comes first. The thief comes to kill, steal, and destroy.
That's right.
You may be in a place where Satan has come to kill, steal, and destroy, but that's not the end of the story.
Mm-hmm.
Because the second part
that's
of the text says, but I have come.
That's right.
You hadn't seen nothing yet until
that's
Jesus
right.
come. Once he come into your life, listen to me, once he come into your finances, once he come into your heart, once he come into your mind,
yes,
it doesn't
Pastor.
Matter what Satan has
that's
come to
right.
do. He said, after Satan has come to do his worst, I come to do my best. And Jesus said, I've come that you
Hallelujah.
Might have life and that you might have it more abundantly.
Abundantly.
Jesus came to give us the Zoe life. Mm-hmm. The Bible also tells us that he was manifested. Mm-hmm. One of the other reasons that he came is to destroy the works of the devil.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
Meaning Satan is at work, but because Jesus has come, he has destroyed that. Now, Pastor
yes,
Buller, when I was
did.
Growing up, you know, I hear people, and this way I got this phrase from the Lord brought me back to it. You know, they said, we don't want to deal with this person. Mm-hmm. We'll just deal directly.
That's
in
right.
essence, what they were saying, let's just cut out the middleman.
Right.
But
right.
in the kingdom of God, we can't cut out the middleman.
No,
you can't.
Because that middleman, like you have a realtor, he's your realtor.
That's right.
Because Jesus said, I'm going to prepare a place for you. What realtor you know is going to let you know I'm
That's
going
right.
to prepare a place for you?
What
person you know is an advocate? Pastor Buller, the Bible says he's also an advocate.
Advocate. Well, he's also the helper, and that's why a lot of people don't understand. That's why everything had to take place. There is a plan, there is a function, there is a reason for everything that goes on, not in only the way how Jesus lived his life, but also in the way that you live your life.
Amen.
But until you come with it, and you've heard me preach that before in the ministry and in the prisons,
yes.
sometimes you need some correction to make a connection to get your direction.
Hallelujah.
See, so, and a lot of times when you're in the incarcerated, you don't understand why you're there. Well, one reason you're there, if you've ever broken a bone in your arm or your leg, what did they put on your arm? They put a cast.
A cast.
Why did they put the cast there? And I'm going to tell you this real briefly.
My
to
mind.
Immobilize it so that it could heal. And what happened when you took off the cast after you did your physical therapy? A lot of times that's stronger than your other side.
That's right.
God has immobilized you through your incarceration. So through that you may be healed. And when the cast is removed,
yes,
when you're
sir.
Free from the bondage of incarceration, it's actually the walls of liberation in my book.
Stronger
you'll be stronger
than
when you went
before.
In.
My.
About the application because a lot of you like cut off the cast when you get itchy. Can't do that. You got
to
let it heal.
That's
let
right.
God do his work in
I
you.
Love that. Let it heal. 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 5. It says, for there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man. Christ Jesus.
Amen.
I think I need to say that again.
That's
the
right.
man, Christ Jesus. He is the middleman. The Bible says that there's only one mediator. Pastor Buller, a mediator is one that intervenes.
That's mm-hmm. right.
It's one that
oh,
goes between.
Yes, Pastor.
You that are on your bunks, you that are listening that's
yes.
incarcerated. Somewhere or another, you had someone mediate for you.
Yes,
either
amen.
You hired a lawyer or the public gave you a lawyer.
That's right.
Now, you may have not known that lawyer. You don't know what that lawyer came from, what that lawyer. But when you know
Preach
Jesus,
it, mm-hmm.
the Bible says Satan is the accuser of the brethren.
Mm-hmm.
And so you may feel you've lost this courtroom battle on the physical.
Right.
But in the spiritual, when you receive Jesus, when Satan goes before God and tell him what you did,
That's
whether
right.
it was drugs, whether it was
That's
murder.
Right.
It doesn't matter what it is. Hear me mm-hmm. on this Freedom Friday.
Mm.
Jesus stands up because he's
Hallelujah.
At the right hand of the Father.
Hallelujah.
And Pastor Buller, I
That's
see
right.
why he said, I must go.
That's right.
And he's sitting at the right hand of the Father because the Bible says in the book of Revelation, Satan goes before God day and night. Accusing us of what we did.
Yes, he does.
And because we have Jesus, we don't have to worry about what Satan is saying because Jesus steps up when Satan tells God what you did. Jesus stands up and let God know what he did.
Thank
we
you,
have
Jesus.
A mediator on this Freedom
Amen.
Friday, and I'm excited because no matter what you've done, I know that's hard to comprehend. You're sitting there on your bunks. You've been incarcerated.
That's
Maybe
right.
you have a life sentence. Maybe you're getting out soon, but you have an advocate. You have a mediator that has died. And by
Hallelujah.
The way, Pastor Buller, what's the cost? It's nothing.
That's right.
It's just living
Thank
for him
you,
because
Jesus.
My Bible tells me the cost and the price has already been paid.
Amen.
What lawyer
oh,
can you find that
Jesus.
Will fight for you and be on your defense and not charge you anything?
A
what a mighty God we serve.
Well, you know,
Amen.
We were talking about that earlier, and that segues right into verse 11, and we talked about that briefly outside the studio, Pastor, and it says, and they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of
yes.
their testimony.
Yes, hallelujah.
And like you explained earlier, Pastor, he put the blood of Jesus in the same level, at the same understanding as the word of our testimony. Where the blood was shed on the cross, that's already been done. What needs to be done now is the word of your testimony. Because
yes.
the devil don't want to tell you to tell people how you've been delivered. The devil
yes.
doesn't want you to hear how you're going to tell people that you've been healed, that your marriage has been reconciled,
you
how your
My
family
God.
Has been transformed. You see, that Jesus has done his part, but they're waiting on you. They're waiting on me. They're waiting on us to do our
it's
part.
Our
My
part
God.
Now.
Pastor Bula, the Ten Commandments was a guide for us to let us know that we were sinful, that we needed. It's
Ooh,
like
a word,
it's
Pastor.
Like a speed limit.
That's right.
If it wasn't a law in place, we wouldn't know that we have violated the law.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But Pastor Bula, in the Ten Commandments, the word commanded, C-O-M-M-A-N-D-E-D.
Yes, sir.
I noticed something by revelation. The Lord showed me that word, and right down the middle is man.
That's right.
Meaning we will never follow and obey the commandments unless we have the man.
That's right.
Amen.
We couldn't. Nobody on earth could follow the Ten Commandments, Pastor Bula.
That's right.
We all have lied or done something.
That's right.
Yes.
So the Ten Commandments couldn't do it. So in the middle of commanded is man.
Man.
When we have the man, we will want to follow
Amen.
The commandments. Commands. And so
Amen.
Jesus came to be that middleman.
He's
he came
middle
as
man.
A bridge
Hallelujah.
For us, knowing that none of us could follow the commandments.
That's right.
Yes,
and
God.
So he
Hallelujah.
Came as a man, and that's why the Bible says all the promises are now in him.
Woo!
Ensconcing every commandment
right.
from God is a promise from God.
Amen.
And all those promises are in Jesus Christ now. It was a woman, Pastor Bula, that had an issue of blood.
Amen.
And she didn't get healed until she got in contact with the middleman.
That's right.
It
that's
was
right.
a man by a pool called Bethesda.
That's right.
And he
Bethesda.
Was lame for 38 years.
That's right.
He didn't get his breakthrough until he got in contact with the middleman.
Middleman.
It was two blind men that yelled out for Jesus, and Jesus passed
Come
by
on.
Them and kept walking.
Come on,
and
Pastor.
They followed him in the house.
Amen.
Pastor Bula, they didn't get their breakthrough in their sight until they connected with a middleman.
Hallelujah.
Pastor Bula, all I'm saying on this Freedom Friday, whatever we're going through, whatever we need, all we need is the middleman. I came
Amen.
By to tell you, don't cut out the middleman. I remember growing up, they said, we don't want to deal with this person. We'll just cut them out and deal directly with you.
That's
In
right.
the kingdom of God, whatever you do, don't cut out Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
He is the author and the finisher of our faith.
Amen.
Well, you know what was wonderful about that? There was a man named Bartimaeus, a blind beggar on the
yes,
side
he
of the
was.
Road. But he had a meeting with the middleman.
He needed the middleman.
You know, you got to remember, there's a man named Lazarus. He had a meeting with the middleman.
Yeah.
All he
we
did
was
come back home. All he did was come back from the dead.
Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
My
and
goodness.
If you see what the Lord has done, what Jesus has done as the middleman, why can't you tonight just open up your ears, open up your heart,
Hallelujah.
And open
Hallelujah.
Up your soul and say, I've done what I can in the world and look where it's got me. We're telling you tonight, the world has got you where you are, but the word of God will deliver you.
Yes, it will.
If you want to remain in the world and you're happy, God bless you. We'll pray for you. But if you want something different, if you're sick and tired of being sick and tired, then we're telling you the answer tonight is Jesus.
Jesus Christ, Pastor Bula, three Hebrew boys, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego.
That's right.
They were persecuted. And they were about to be put in fire. I'm talking to someone right
That's
now.
Right.
Maybe you're being persecuted on your job.
Amen.
Maybe you're being persecuted for being a Christian. Maybe you're being persecuted because you are incarcerated.
Amen.
And people have given up on you.
Mm-hmm.
Pastor Bula, the middleman got involved.
That's right.
And not only was he the middleman for them, he got in the middle of the fire.
That's right, in the middle.
And when the king saw the three Hebrew boys, he said, it's a fourth person in the fire as well. And he said, that fourth person has the form of the Son of Man.
That's right.
You may not see Jesus.
That's right.
In your situation, but somebody else will.
That's
Hallelujah.
Right.
Jesus Christ is with you. And so Pastor Bula and I, we see Jesus
That's
in
right.
your situation.
Hallelujah.
You may can't see him on your bunk incarcerated.
That's right.
Well, look what I've done. I'm behind bars.
That's
I,
right.
No. Jesus can be your middleman.
Yes.
If you receive him,
Hallelujah.
He becomes your advocate. And it doesn't matter what what you have done, he's right in the middle with you.
Hallelujah. You know, it's so true, Pastor. It's like too many times in our lives we have put a period in our life where God has placed a comma. Let me explain that so you will understand that.
My goodness.
I might say, who are you? And you will tell me, oh, I'm an abuser. And that's the end of your sentence. You put a period there. But God has placed a comma so that your sentence is, I am an abuser, comma, but I found Jesus and now I'm saved.
Hallelujah.
I might ask you, who are you? Say, I'm an alcoholic, period. And the Lord is going to place a comma so you will say, I am an alcoholic, but now I'm healed by the blood of Jesus.
Amen.
See, do not put a period where God had placed a comma because he has written the script for your life. All you are is the partaker and the actor in the play. He's written the play out. And I tell you, we win. Do not change the punctuation in your life because you think you're educated. Where God has placed a comma, you're trying to put a period. He's going to throw a slipper at you pretty soon. Because he's going to tell you, wake up. It's not over. It's just beginning to start. See, that's what happens. God allows U-turns. And like we always have our church.
Thank you, Jesus.
It's not the end in the road. It's the bend in the road. Woo! But it's up to you.
My God. Pastor, it was a man by the name of Stephen.
Mm.
And he was being stoned. And he said he saw heaven open.
Mm-hmm.
And he said he saw Jesus standing.
Thank you, Jesus.
Pastor Bull, I want to really close with this because the Bible doesn't tell us much about what Jesus is doing.
Amen.
Since he ascended back into heaven.
Mm-hmm.
But the Bible do lets us know that he's sitting at the right hand of the Father making intercession for us.
Amen.
But when Stephen saw Jesus, he said Jesus was standing.
Mm.
That tells me, as our middleman, he's ready to receive us with a standing ovation.
Oh, hallelujah.
If we just stand for Jesus on
Pastor.
This side, he will stand for us.
Hallelujah.
It doesn't matter if you're sitting on your bunk right now incarcerated with a life sentence. Jesus is ready to get up on your behalf.
Yes,
he is an advocate. He is a mediator. I don't care what you're going through right now. Jesus is the one that will stand for you.
Hallelujah.
He will stand for you. He is your lawyer in the courtroom.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. You know, and it's just like our favorite song, Stand in the Light. When you stand in the light, we're talking about standing in the light of Jesus, not in the light of Henry Capone.
Praise the Lord.
But, you know, we love Brother Henry. He's been up to Saguaro to visit our brothers up there.
Praise
but the wonderful
Lord.
Thing is, when you stand in the uprightness of the Lord Jesus Christ, you will be standing upright. Because it's not about anything you've done, but about everything that God has done through you.
Thank
and we
you,
speak
Father.
In the boldness of Jesus
yes,
tonight.
Yes.
Not about any one title or any person
right.
that's here.
It's
but
not it's, about
we
us,
know what
Lord.
God's
it's
done in our lives.
You.
And if God hasn't
thank
done
you,
anything
Jesus.
In your life,
on,
that's
yes,
because
sir.
You haven't
you're
allowed him to
God.
Do that yet.
We thank you,
thank
Lord.
Because that's
Jesus.
The kind of God that he is.
Yes.
He expects only
you're
the best
mighty
for his children.
God.
Pastor, like you always tell us, he's just waiting to bless us.
Waiting.
The blessings
yes,
are waiting. But
yes.
sometimes we're not doing the things he wants us to do to receive those blessings.
Yes, sir. I go to prepare a place for you.
Yes, Pastor.
And then he said, if it wasn't so, I wouldn't say so.
Mm.
In my Father's house,
in
there it
father,
is again.
That's right.
In my Father's house, there are many mansions. You may never live in a decent home on this side, but your advocate, the middleman, has become your realtor.
Amen.
And he knows the owner very
Amen.
Well.
Amen.
He said, in my Father's house.
In my
the middleman wants to encourage you on this Freedom Friday.
Hallelujah.
No matter what you need. If you need a doctor in your sick room, he'll
Amen.
Be that for you.
Amen.
He's the middleman. That simple. There's only one man. If you get that revelation that Jesus Christ is your everything, the Bible says he's a present help in a time of trouble. Whatever you need right now, Jesus Christ is your answer.
Hallelujah.
Pastor Bull, I can't stop talking about Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Our bishop teaches us that he is the center and the circumference, the base and the boundary, the balance and the beauty, and the sum and the substance of what our life is
Woo!
All about. What a beautiful God we serve
Amen.
To send his son to be the middleman on our behalf. And when we can't do it, we got someone that can do
Thank
it.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. You know, the wonderful thing about that is heaven came to earth. Earth didn't go to heaven.
That's right.
Heaven came to earth in the form of a man named Jesus. So when you
Jesus.
Say, well, you know, you don't understand because, you know, you don't know how I feel. Jesus has felt every emotion, every physical feeling. He has felt
tempted at all points.
To the point of Eli, Eli, lele sabachthani, my father, why hast thou forsaken me? He knows what rejection is all about. He knows what he feels like
he
being left
sure
out in the cold.
Does.
Why do you think he's always with you every step? Because he knows exactly where you've been. He knows exactly where you're going. He's just saying, can I pray for you? can I step in and help you just for a little bit?
Yes.
But he's not going to, he's a gentleman. He's not going to come and storm the door down. He's asking, he's knocking at the door, and he, whoever hears, shall open the door. But are you listening? Are you paying attention?
Wow. Whom the Son sets free,
free is free indeed.
And so, 1 Timothy chapter 2, coming out of verse 5, Pastor Bula, it lets us know we have a mediator, which is the man Jesus Christ. Pastor Bula, verse 6 says, who gave himself a ransom for all.
Mm.
For all. I can't stress that enough.
A-L-L.
He has already died and rose again.
Amen.
For all of us. All you got to do is receive him. He will direct your path and all your ways acknowledge him.
Yes.
He'll
yes.
give you direction.
Hallelujah.
He will give you doctrine. He is the doctrine, and he will give you dominion.
Praise Jesus.
On this Freedom Friday, we thank God now as we pray for the middleman.
Praise the Lord. Jesus
is our mediator and our advocate.
Yes, Lord.
He sits at the right hand of the Father, yes, making intercession for us.
Yes,
Father,
Lord.
I ask that you touch every life that's going to hear this
Father.
Word. God, touch every heart that is
Lord.
Incarcerated. God, let them know that they still can make a difference.
Yes, Father.
They still can be full of joy and full of peace. You
yes,
are forgiving,
Father.
God, and you gave your Son for this world.
Yes, Lord.
Father, we thank you now as we give you glory on this
Father.
Freedom Friday.
We thank
and we
you,
say,
Father.
Jesus is the way,
Jesus
the truth,
the way.
And the life.
Yes.
No man will come to the Father but by him.
Yes.
Receive him today and receive your peace, joy, forever and ever in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Amen.
And hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, I know you've got enough meat to last you over the weekend.
Bless the Lord.
You know, it is Freedom Friday. You've got the weekend. And for our brothers and up in Sawar, we'll be there next weekend. And you're probably hearing this, and we're actually in the facility today when you hear this program.
Praise the
Sign
Lord.
Sign up for service.
Sign up for services,
Sign
please.
Up.
We'll be up there.
Or we'll see you at the Chow Hall.
Chow Hall with some treats. Hey, for everybody else, we just want to bless you. Want to thank you for your prayers and your support.
Thank you so much.
And you got to know by now whether you're too blessed
to be stressed.
And where the Spirit of the Lord is,
there is freedom.
Freedom. Hallelujah. Hey, we'd like to hang out and we'd like to stay, but we got to go. So we're going to say, ah, hooey ho.
Ah, hooey ho.
You've been listening to Free Inside with Reverend Bulla and Lynn Eastman. We hope tonight's message has blessed and encouraged you. If so, we'd love to hear from you. Email Reverend Bulla at freeinsideministry@gmail.com or call area code 808-222-2822. That's freeinsideministry@gmail.com or call 808-222-2822. This program is sponsored by the Tolbert Foundation and by Fishers of Men Ministries. Remember, if the Son sets you free, you shall be free indeed. Free inside. Until tomorrow night at this same time, may God be with you.